Here is a bedtime story especially for you, written by
Satire,
who's demon-possessed,
and one strange creature
with 14 feet and a soft, furry coat.
And why should I care?
Because he was a very nice fellow when you got to know him.
That's why this record is unique.
We can read along together.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Remember your experiences in persuading people. That's the heart of what you do in your job every day.
Just let me fuck the shit out of you right now.
Okay, Dad.
You'll be able to help him visualize
gay anal sex
and consider alternatives.
Such as
blowing and banging things all at once.
And what about Brenda?
She has really embraced this girl.
Betty White.
And they're having sex.
You can see the fur flying on that one, yeah.
Sometimes the students are
covered with cellophane and then sealed with a hot iron.
I'd like to take this next few minutes, if I may, to tell you the most fascinating and interesting story
about a human sacrifice.
I don't want to know.
You know what's green?
I thought I did, but I suppose I don't.
It's new, it's fast, it's fun, it's
Pep Boys.
Stool softener.
Liquid or tablets at your drugstore.
Those things went out with blind pigs.
Also popular is the bearded pig.
You know the ones you buy in the grocery store?
You're absolutely right.
No, that's wrong.
He's right.
I'm wrong.
That's right.
That's wrong, isn't it?
He's right.
Step left, around, and together with the right. Now?
Later.
Now!
2 days later.
Now you're perfectly set up to axe kick just about anything.
Even our founding fathers.
I'm prepared to fight them both.
You are going to lose.
Or you could lose more than an arm.
Tape up her arms.
So there are no parts to lose.
Arms sawed off. Organs removed.
So stand up straight and let the organs function from the position that nature intended.
For centuries, women have endeavored to enhance their appearance with products of nature, such as
broken windows
and even a tank
without a bra
or improper handcuffing.
Set him up for handcuffing that's free of palmed weapons,
and a twist of his head
will also help cushion your head and keep sweat from running into your eyes.
Elmo hopes it helped.
Oh, well, I'm sure it did.
And it was for those very reasons that
I seem to be lying on something very hard.
This is an erection.
It's not as hard as it looks.
It was very, very hard. I had a big penis.
Well, Gary, there's a good reason for that.
Give me one good reason why I shouldn't flip that switch right here and blow this whole neighborhood apart.
I'm going to give you a great big gift.
I want you to start walking backwards towards me, real slowly.
Causing mischief, breaking things, and in short, tearing the town apart.
Oh, all right. I will.
Well, you just continue to keep kicking him or me in the head or slam your heavy vase into his head if that's next to the bed table or whatever. And then basically I'm just slamming him in the nuts.
And that's what I like.
Visually inspect his hair without touching it.
Can't touch this. My
butt hurts.
I was worried I needed surgery for my hemorrhoids.
When you choose a hemorrhoid medicine, remember,
Mom's gonna be sore. Just you wait.
I'd love to work this out with your fucking little ass.
I pray for young people that are watching this program right now that you would give them the courage to say,
damn your ass.
It's just gonna explode.
You'll have a successful youth without all that pain.
Thank you, Mr. Barnes. I'm sure I will.
Check out my butt.
Oh no, he's going to explode.
Your asshole can explode at any time.
Why are you telling me this?
I'm only trying to tell you to remember that the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away.
Ask your God to take away these frogs.
Hey, listen here, frog.
Yeah? Would you like some drugs?
Thank you, but I won't be needing any drugs at all.
Well, I do.
You don't need a lot. Just
some strawberry life insurance out of state.
You need some insurance, you motherfucker. Take nut and let me beat the piss out of you.
Don't tell me what I need.
I need love now.
It needs every one of you
to slit the throats of cattle.
As a certified teacher, I know that kids need
3 million stroke survivors. And a bull, and a cow.
And one strange creature.
Which for many years carried sacks to the mill without tiring.
One day, God sent terrible thunder and hail and fire.
If you see something unusual before or after a fire,
just laugh.
You have to be an idiot to think that's funny.
I sure am.
Aye.
am the raccoon.
I'm Betty White.
She earned her living by knitting rabbit wool mittens and muffs.
How do I know it should be so easy for you to make big money in this fascinating romantic business?
You never were terribly clever, were you?
Last but not least.
Don't touch me. I'm so sick of your shit.
That was the end of
satire.
But the fight's not over yet. Discover the exciting, action-packed conclusion in Book 5.
No. Oh, hell no. Oh, no, you better don't.